Woodson Lumber Company, Kiki Egg Farm, Glenn College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Wellman Insurance, BVR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizens State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Kendra Tile, Felder's Buy and Buy, Coach's Insurance, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, Amarillo's Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, H&B in Brenham, Bilski Water Well Service, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Eric Benitez with Cedar Fram, Whataburger in Brenham, Tillman General Contractor, Granite Graphics, Bank of Brenham, Seidel Schrader, Double D Glass Services, Altman Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant and Thrive and Financial Group. We'll go to the field with your pregame hosts, Michael Groves and Stephen Drawn, after these words from our sponsors.
Member FDIC.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family-owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Good evening, and welcome to Schulenburg, Texas. This is Michael Groves, along with Stephen Drain, calling some Texas East Little League Section 1 Championship Baseball. Stephen, how are you tonight?
It's a great night. The sun's not shining in our eyes tonight. We're going to have a little bit of a break on that, looks like. We're watching the end of the first game right now. Western Hills up big on College Station, 16-0. We're going to keep you all entertained until we get our game going.
Yeah, we can start the pregame, but we probably will not start at 8 o'clock. Why don't you tell us how what we're going to see tonight, Stephen?
So tonight we're going to see Washington County is going to play Lufkin here, going back to the brackets that we had here. It's a winner bracket game. Washington County and Lufkin and Western Hills and College Station are playing in the loser bracket currently. And the winner of this game will play the loser of our game that's going to come up at 8 o'clock for y'all.
And, of course, last night Washington County defeated Western Hills by a score of 9-6, while Lufkin beat College Station 13-3 to get them in the winner's bracket game for tonight. So we'll send it back to the studio right now for some word for our sponsors and continue the pregame when we come back.
Hi friends, Gary Durenberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob. 836-3332 or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez from Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, where tonight the Washington County 11U All-Stars will be taking on the team from Lufkin. Change pitchers, which is common in the league tournament ball. Probably that pitcher was up against a 25-pitch cap, and they wanted to get him out of there. So let's talk a little bit about last night's game, Stephen. What do you remember from last night with between Western Hills and Washington County?
So last night's game kind of started out really quick for Washington County. They jumped out to a 3-0 lead last night over Western Hills, and Western Hills came right back and tied it up. So we had a pretty tight game going all the way up until the sixth inning. Ended up being tied 6-6 going into the sixth. Washington County scores 3 runs in the top of the sixth, comes out and holds them to no runs in the bottom half and ends up winning the game 9-6. Thought Washington County played some really good defensive ball last night. Probably going to need that again tonight if they want to continue in the winner's bracket. Washington County had real good timely hitting when they needed it last night, and see what happens tonight with them.
So College Station has just scored their first run, so they are off a schneid. They're not going to get shut out tonight. The score is 16-1. Again, there's two outs, so College Station's down to the last out. Hey, again, last night's game, as you said, was tied going into the sixth inning. And then Brenham, being the visitor, was up first. Excuse me, not Brenham, Washington County. And Thaler, Waymeyer, and Eckert all walked to load the bases. And then Western Hills had two infield plays. Where they held the Washington County runners on third, and then a big hit by Cohen Tompkins broke the tie, and then Knox Brandon came in with a line drive to bring in some more runs to take the 9-6 lead, and then in the bottom of the sixth, the defense held.
Defense held them. Western Hills had a few base runners that got on, but ended up at the end with a big out to get that final out of the game and take a win home for Washington County last night, 9-6.
So we'll take you back to the studio again for a word from our sponsors and then come back to Schulenburg for more of our pregame.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh, La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit texasfarmcredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big family in their All-Star Tournament games.
Summer's here, and you know what that means. It's All-Star season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch and Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get-together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Good evening, this is Michael Groves calling 11U Texas East Little League All-Stars. Our sectional tournament game one this evening has gone final. Western Hills with a 16-1 victory over College Station. That eliminates College Station in this double elimination tournament. And that moves Western Hills to play the game tomorrow. And they will play the loser of tonight's game. So, Stephen, we have more All-Star action going on tonight. I know you know a lot of people on the softball, the girls' softball team. Tell us a little bit about what they have done so far.
So, girls' softball, I believe, is currently still in a weather delay over in Elgin. I know when we were driving over here, we could see the darker skies off to the west when we were driving. So, last night's game over there in Elgin was a close to an immaculate game pitched by Kinsley Hafferkamp, and she actually struck out of 18 18 batters last night.
And she was only a walk away. Now we had to Google that. What we didn't even know what that was called, if you strike out all 18 people in a perfect game, and it's called an immaculate game. I've never even heard of anybody even close to that. What a performance by young Miss Kinsley last night.
Yeah, outstanding performance on their end. Happen to know the manager because he works with me, and we've been asking him all day what he's going to do tonight, who he's going to pitch tonight. He wouldn't give up any secrets to us, so I guess we got to wait until they actually get underway over there and find out who's he going to throw tonight and see if he can duplicate the same thing.
And they are a best of three, so Washington County is up 1-0 in that against Smithville. If they do win that, they go on to the state tournament in Rosenberg, Texas, and that's being held July 11th through 18th. So we will send you back to the studio for more words from our sponsors.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
Builders By & By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
It's the first day of the first grade, and she found a new best friend. It's a laid-back Sunday afternoon you wish would never end.
The homemade taste of Bluebell and good friends gathered round. The good old days are being made right now.
You'll be one smart cookie when you try Bluebell Cookie Cake Ice Cream, a sweet cream ice cream loaded with chocolate chip cookie cake pieces and swirls of chocolate and vanilla icing. This cookie cake ice cream really takes the cake.
The good old days are being made right now.
The good old days are being made right now.
Look for Bluebell ice cream at Bill's Supermarket and Sealy and all Walgreens stores.
Conjuratile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjuratile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjuratile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjuratile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Good evening and welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, where we're going to have some Little League All-Star action here, probably in about 10 to 15 more minutes. Washington County is out on the field warming up, as is Lufkin. We've seen no ground balls, no foul ball. They're still warming up their arms, so we expect another 10 to 15 minutes. Tell you how the teams got here. Last night, Washington County defeated Western Hills by a score of 9-6. Lufkin beat College Station by a score of 13-3. So tonight is a winner's bracket game. The winner of tonight's game will get a bye tomorrow and the 4th of July and would come back on the 5th. So talk about that importance, Stephen, of winning this game tonight.
Well, I think about on this is pitch count. You know how important it is to get your keep your pitch counts in check, you know, especially if you're going to get into a winner's bracket game. It's going to give you the bye. We give you an extra day to get your pitchers back eligible that you pitched last night. So important game. If you end up on the other end of it, then it's going to be pitch by committee, I'm sure, to try and limit your amount of pitches that you would have to throw tomorrow if you had to come back tomorrow and play.
So the winner of tonight's game will play on July 5th at 5 p.m. here in Schulenburg. The loser will face Western Hills, who defeated College Station by a score of 16-1. They will play tomorrow night at 5 p.m. So while the teams continue to warm up, we'll send you back to the studio for more word from our sponsors.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League sectional tournament.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. J&J Packing is a proud sponsor of the Washington County area sporting events. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire, Texas. Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Good evening, as the Clash brings us back from break there with a little Should I Stay or Should I Go, Steve. And they're playing music from our era.
I know. I got some good music coming from my era on the feedback when we come on back.
That is outstanding, outstanding. So, again, tonight we have some Texas East Little League Section 1 tournament, the winner's bracket, Washington County versus Lufkin. Steven, you coached Little League All-Stars almost the entire time when Carson and Cam were coming up. So you're very familiar with this Lufkin team. Can you tell us what you expect from them tonight?
Yeah, I expect them to be pretty sound fundamentally. Just looking at them, watching them warm up, they can throw, they can catch. So you're going to have to find some gaps, find some holes here with them. They're going to be pretty solid. Always been pretty solid all the way through. Usually you can always run into a team from Washington County and Lufkin in one of these sectional tournaments, and they're always going to have a pretty good game.
Yeah, so what do you think are the keys to winning tonight?
I said the biggest key is just throw strikes, you know, and don't get so far behind. The pitchers last night got a little bit behind, had a little bit of trouble throwing some strikes to start out. Maybe it was nerves, their first game out. Didn't have district games, so first game out last night, maybe the pitcher's a little nervous. Just settle in, throw strikes, trust your defense, and just play ball.
Yeah, and I know, you know, as a coach, you try and outthink yourself sometimes, but we would expect that everybody threw their ace first last night because you got to win that first game. You just don't want to drop down to the winner's bracket. So, again, you know, to win a tournament, a four-person tournament with a double elimination, Little League, it's how good your sixth pitcher.
Right. It's how good your other pitchers are. Just looking at the – glancing at the Washington County lineup, they're going to throw Brody Parsons on the mound tonight. Brody Parsons was the catcher last night. So, and just judging by the way he can throw the ball to second base, I expect he's going to throw it fairly hard. So we'll see what kind of control he's got and see if he can throw strikes.
And I see Mason Wehmeyer walking down the first base line with the tools of ignorance on. So it looks like he's going to be the catcher for Washington County. Those are big shoes to fill because Brody Parsons was outstanding behind the plate last night.
Exactly. Brody Parsons is a heck of a catcher. Just watching him keep the ball in front of him, he's got a bright future in front of him, has the fundamentals down. Now it's all about just growing and learning the position even more as he gets older.
Okay, as they continue to warm up, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's water meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a double meat junior water meal for $5 and save it for later. For you, you. Or you can add a Water Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with bigger, better bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your water meal with bigger, better bundles for a limited time. Only at What a Burger.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas, for tonight's Texas East Little League Section 1 tournament. The winner of this tournament is going to go to the state tournament July 11th through 18th in New Braunfels. You have a long history with Little League, and you're proud of Little League, aren't you there, Stephen?
So, yes, all through, had two kids that come through the Little League program. Both boys, we were blessed all our years that we played. We've had a couple trips to the state tournament. We've been blessed to make it past the state tournament into a Southern Region tournament. Played Little League when I was growing up. I was blessed to be able to make it as far as a World Series. Not the main 12-year-old one, but in the Junior League Boys World Series. It's an experience for sure, a learning experience. These kids can grow and learn from all this, and hopefully one day maybe you'll see a couple of these kids playing high school baseball, and maybe if they're good enough and lucky enough, they can play some college baseball, or who knows, we might even have a pro out there. We just don't know it yet.
And I know getting to broadcast this tonight, they ask us to read some, if you want to read that for us from the Little League organization.
So we've got a public service announcement from Little League Baseball and Softball. It said, are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program. With nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world, Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challengers also. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org.
Thanks for that public service announcement. The teams are starting to come off the field, so we'll send it back to the studio, and hopefully we're starting here in just a few minutes.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell? Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond. With office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville, visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Summer's a time to get things done on your property, and DDM Pipe and Seal is ready to help. Whether you're building a new pipe fence, adding a roll-up door, building a workshop, or putting on a steel roof, DDM has everything you might need. Their experienced staff can help you select the right materials and hardware for your project. Whether it's angle iron, pipe, flat plate, tubing, roll-up doors, metal building components, or welding supplies. So what are you waiting for? Get that summer project started with a trip to DDM Pipe and Seal today, with locations in Brenham and Bastrop.
For a century, Citizens State Bank has been more than just a bank. We've been your neighbors and your trusted partners. Since 1925, we've made it our mission to support our communities with personalized service, local decisions, and the tools you need to succeed. Whether you're visiting one of our branches in Burleson, Washington, or Grimes County, or banking online at csbtx.bank, you'll always find the hometown service you can count on. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Member FDIC.
Okay, welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas. I'm Michael Groves, along with Stephen Drain, who are going to bring you tonight's action of the 11U Section 1 All-Star Tournament. Both teams are off the field. They are in their dugouts. The coaches are at home plate. We're going to be beginning to introduce these players soon, and I think we have baseball in our near future, Stephen.
Yeah, we sure do. We'll go over the starting lineups for both teams real quick. For the visiting team, which will be Washington County tonight, batting first will be Tucker Plagans. He'll be playing center field. Batting second will be Teague Sulik. He's going to be playing third base. Batting in the three hole will be Brody Parsons. He's going to be on the mound for Washington County tonight. Batting fourth will be Brian Garner. He'll be at first base. Batting fifth, Aaron Thaler. He'll be at shortstop. Batting sixth, Mason Wiemeyer. He'll be doing the catching. Batting seventh, Gage Gutierrez. Batting eighth is Mason Calcock. He'll be playing right field. Batting ninth is Hudson Eckert. Batting 10th is Lane Dreyer, be playing second base. Batting 11th is Cohen Tompkins. And batting 12th will be Knox Brandon in left field. For the home team, Lufkin All-Stars, batting first will be Grayson Belt. He'll be playing catcher. Batting second is Jordan Shepard. He'll be the shortstop. Batting third is Israel Gonzalez. He'll be on the mound for Lufkin. Batting fourth is Wade Jernigan. He'll be doing the catching. Batting fifth is Tatum Simmons. He'll be in center field. Batting sixth is Samuel Strickland. He'll be in left field. Batting seventh is Jared Freeman. Batting eighth is Kyler Ashworth. He'll be playing first base. Batting ninth is Creed Harris. Batting tenth is Lance Caldwell. Batting fifth is Griffin Phillips. In the 12th spot is Knox Boggs. And then batting, they have 13 players. Batting 13th will be Landon West in right field.
Yeah, so that's more than we're used to. So we'll see if they all bat.
Yeah, we'll see how many of them bat there. We were used to 12, and they've got 13 on their team. So we'll see. Maybe their substitution rules are a little bit different with 13 players. So we will find out as we go through the lineup here.
Last night, Coach Plagans elected to bat all 12 players through the lineup. Which ended up being an excellent decision as the bottom of the lineup in the sixth inning had the two big hits in the sixth inning to allow Washington County to defeat Western Hills.
Right. They came up there at the bottom of the their lineup, and the bottom of the lineup came through for Washington County last night.
So the umpires have ended the meeting at home plate, so I think we're going to start announcing these teams shortly. We'll go ahead and take one more break before the start of the game and come back and play some baseball.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's By and By at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenience store.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Experience business growth and success like never before with Branded Graphics in Brenham. As your ultimate marketing solution provider, they offer a range of services from commercial printing, signs, banners, and custom apparel to promotional products and marketing services. With their expertise, Branded Graphics becomes your trusted full-service branding partner. Visit BrandedGraphics.com and let them be the driving force behind your business's success. Branded Graphics wants to wish a special good luck to all the All-Stars from the Big Family in their All-Star Tournament games.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
Ooh. Welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas. I am Michael Groves along with Stephen Drain getting ready to call action in the Texas East Little League Section 1 Tournament, the winner's bracket. We're doing the announcements for Lufkin. Right now, the Washington County All-Stars have already been introduced. Washington County is in their Kelly Green tops, their white slacks, their tall socks with black and green stripes around a white band. And Lufkin in the traditional purple and gold. I guess that's East Texas. I guess they're a little close to LSU there.
I think they're a little close to Louisiana over there. But, you know, the Lumberjacks there down the road are the same color.
So they've got all high socks. They've got their purple tops, their white pants, and their purple socks pulled up long. So we're getting ready to take the field here. Lufkin is on their way out there. We've got Washington County at bat. We're going to start with Tucker Blagans, the center fielder, then Teague Schulich, third baseman, and Brody Parsons, the pitcher, are going to be the first three for Washington County. As you mentioned earlier, Stephen, we need to throw strikes. We need to play good defense. This Lufkin team is going to be ready to play.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're going to be ready. They're coming off of a big 13-3 win yesterday. Washington County, of course, coming off of their pretty emotional win there in the last inning of that game. So as we watch the pitchers warm up here, looks like we're going to see some good baseball tonight.
Yeah, the game time temperature is 85 degrees. It feels a lot cooler than that. We have a wind once again coming directly from home plate out to center field. It is still gusty. It's 12 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. Not as bad as it was 30 minutes ago, but there certainly wind could be a factor tonight.
Right, and in that first game, if you remember, we watched our first home run over the fence here that we've seen. One of the Western Hills players hit a home run and had a little help with the wind behind him, and it's still probably blowing, you know, 10, 15 miles an hour yet down here. So fly balls will be interesting again tonight.
That was a funny reaction from the College Station pitcher. I don't know if a home run's ever been hit at him at 11 years, because he was surprised it went out also.
Yeah, he was a little surprised.
Okay, it looks like we're ready to play ball. Up the plate for Washington County is the center fielder, number four, Tucker Blagans. On the mound for Lufkin is number 23, Israel Gonzalez. Blagans come in, left-handed batter. He taps the plate. He gets the bat. He's ready to go. Pitcher from the stretch. Here's the first pitch. He delivers. That's called strike one. It is 0-1 right around the Washington County letters, right down the middle for strike one.
Looks like we've got the same umpire they had last night behind the plate.
Pitch two. That one's high. It's 1-1. To Tucker. Tucker started pitching. He was a starting pitcher for Washington County last night. Did a good job. Had a good night at the plate. 1-3. Here comes the third pitch. That is right down Broadway. Fastball.
Looks like Gonzalez has got some pretty good control, pretty good velocity on his pitches. So we'll see what happens here.
And he's in the stretch. Here comes the pitch. It's a curveball that is up high. Nice movement on that pitch.
Yeah, he started that one about shoulder high, dropped down to about chest level, just a little bit up in the zone.
Israel's working quickly. Here comes the next pitch.
Line drive dropped by third baseman.
And that is a single for Tucker. Again, it went down the line drive down to the third baseman. He caught it with his knees.
Yes.
And then it dropped to the ground.
Yeah, that was kind of an excuse me play. That ball was hit pretty hard down the third baseline on a line and dropped it through the first. Plagans is there, hit it to the throw.
That'll bring up Teague Schulich. Teague, another left-handed batter. Washington County starts 1-2 with their lefties here. Last night, Schulich was 1-3. First pitch to Schulich is a strike, knee high, right down the middle. You know, we got a. I think Tucker thought that ball was caught. He didn't hustle down to first quite like he should have.
Yeah, when he first hit it, I think he thought the third baseman made a really good play. Ends up falling out of there. And
second pitch is a strike to Shula. Count goes to 0-2.
Well, Sulik's down 0-2 here in the count. He's going to have to protect a little bit here. Put something in play, try and advance the runner.
Gonzalez goes to the full windup. Shula takes a cut, fouls it out back. Count remains 0-2.
Taking a pretty good cut there on an 0-2 pitch right there. Had a fastball to hit. Probably needs to protect a little bit here. Look for some off-speed coming his way.
Gonzalez is not overpowering. He throws a nice fastball, but Shulick would certainly have timed that properly. 0-2. He needs to protect here at the plate. Here's the windup. It's the pitch. It is that curveball that drops in perfectly for strike three, and Teague Shulick will go down on strikes.
First out of the inning, through that changeup, curveball, whatever you want to call it there, drops right in there for strike three.
That brings up number eight, Brody Parsons, the starting pitcher for Washington County. Gonzalez in the stretch. He makes the windup. He hits it. It's a line drive to the second baseman. And they get it. They throw to first to pick off Tucker Plagans. And that's three outs for Washington County. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Thrivent is a proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, where we go to the bottom of the first and the top of the first for Washington County. There were no runs on one hits. Nobody left on base as Lufkin was able to turn a double play to end that inning.
Yeah, it looks like Lufkin's defense is going to be pretty solid all the way up the middle. So we'll see what Washington County can do here in the bottom half of the first.
That was a hard line drive hit by Parsons, and Tucker just got caught cheating a little bit off of first, and he was picked off. Parsons on the mound. Wehmeyer behind the plate. That's your battery for Washington County. Up first for Lufkin. His number nine, Grayson Belt. Belt is a left-hand batter. White gloves, white helmet for Lufkin. Parsons wastes no time. Here comes the second pitch. Hits outside. Count goes to 2-0.
Yeah, first pitch was pretty close there. Didn't get the call. Second pitch is a little further out. Seemed to settle down, throw some strikes.
Parsons working from the full windup here. He was warming up from the stretch. Here he goes the full windup, and here's the pitch. It's a fly ball into left field, into the gap. Knox Brandon cuts it off, gets it back in to Thaler, and holds Belt to a single, but a well-hit ball by Grayson Belt.
Yeah, hit a nice line drive out there left center field. Knox Brandon does a great job cutting it off, keeping it to a single.
That'll bring up for Lufkin the shortstop. Number one, Jordan Shepard. Here comes the windup and the pitch. That goes off of Wehmeyer's glove, comes back to the fence. He gets it back to Parsons, but not until Grayson Belt is able to find himself on second base. Puts a runner in scoring position with nobody out. No score here in the bottom of the first between Washington County and Lufkin. Shepard showing bunt. He pulls it back. It's a strike right down the middle for Parsons.
Parsons throwing really good so far. Keep throwing strikes. Let your defense play for you.
We have an equipment malfunction on Mason Wehmeyer. He's got to tie his shoe. So we have a little break in the action. So Lufkin, as we expected, looks very solid early.
Yeah, it looks like they're coming out and swinging the bats really aggressively here in the first inning. See if that continues throughout their lineup.
Certainly Parsons is throwing well. He's got a nice pop on his fastball. Lufkin has been ready for it. Now we're back to playing ball. Here's the windup and the pitch. That's called strike. That's takes the count to 1-2 on Jordan Shepherd.
Parson gets a hit here on the number two batter for Lufkin. See if he can continue throwing strikes.
Wind up by Parsons and the pitch. Fouled. That ball was right down the middle. Shepherd took a cut at it, just barely nicked the end of his bat. No way for Wehmeyer to catch that for the third strike as it came back into the netting. Count remains 1-2 to Shepherd. Parsons with the windup and the pitch. That's low for ball two.
Didn't miss that by much. Just down just a little bit. He's still okay. 2-2 count here.
Parsons has the ball in his glove. He nods to Wehmeyer. He winds up. He throws. That ball was hit foul down the first base side over the fence. Shepherd was late on that one.
He was a little bit behind. Threw him a changeup earlier that he fouled off. Let's see if he comes back with some off-speed pitches here with a 2-2 count.
With that foul on two strikes, the count remains 2-2. Parsons with the windup. That hits the heel of Wehmeyer's glove, bounces down the third base line, allows Grayson Belt to take third. Currently have a runner on third, nobody else. Scoreless here in the bottom of the first between Washington County and Lufkin. A full count to Jordan Shepherd. A windup and the pitch.
Swing and a miss, strike three.
That one was caught by Wehmeyer on a foul tip. An excellent play by Wehmeyer. Parsons was so good behind the plate last night. It's good to see Wehmeyer make that play early.
Right. I think we got a little spoiled last night with the catch, and he was really good there. It looks like he's really good on the mound so far. He's throwing a lot of strikes. Just keep pumping them in there.
Third batter for Lufkin is the pitcher, Israel Gonzalez, who fouls the first pitch directly over our head for strike one. Starting pitcher for Lufkin here. Right-handed batter, green bat. The umpire, I thought he was going to call that a strike. It looked like he was getting ready to make a motion, but he does not. It moves the count to 1-1 with one out.
What you got to like about Parsons here is he gets the ball back, gets right back on the bump, and is ready to throw.
He is. That being said, here he is. He's ready to throw. The windup, the high kick, the throw. That ball is hit to the shortstop. Aaron Thaler picks it up, fires to first, where the ball is cut by big number 99, Brian Garner, for the second out. But not before Grayson Belt comes in to score for Lufkin. So an RBI for Gonzalez. Makes the score 1-0 here in the bottom of the first. Two outs. Brings up to the plate the catcher, number 13, Wade Jernigan. Parsons with the windup. The high kick, the throw. Strike one. That looked like had a little movement on it, Stephen.
Yeah, that one had a little bit of movement on the pitch right there. Maybe get him something to roll over, hit another ground ball over to Thaler. Thaler's pretty solid over there at shortstop.
Parsons is ready to go. He delivers and fires. That ball is fouled back into the netting right above our heads. Takes the count to 0-2. Wehmeyer gets the ball back to Parsons. Makes the walk back up to the mound. Ball in his right hand. Puts it in his glove. Slams it in his glove. Looks to Wehmeyer for the sign. He kicks. He throws. He strikes him out.
Nice pitch there by Parsons to get the strikeout for the third out in the inning.
So at the end of one, the score is 1-0 Lufkin over Washington County. And now a word from our sponsors.
Since 1980, K&H Portable Toilets has been bringing clean, convenient, portable, self-contained toilets to this area's county festivals, fairs, concerts, and other special events, as well as your commercial, residential, or industrial work sites. K&H Portable Toilets, a family-owned and operated business, prides themselves in superior service to the community. Call K&H Portable Toilets at 836-0552 or stop by 1201 Highway 105 in Brenham for your next special event or work site. Remember, the job's not finished till the paperwork is done. Go Washington County All-Stars.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coaches Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coaches Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up.
Game over. At Citizens State Bank, we believe strong communities are built on trust and service. That's why for 100 years, we've been proud to stand by you with local decisions, dependable customer service, and the tools you need, like online and digital banking. With branches in Burleson, Washington, and Grimes counties, we're here to serve your family and your future. Citizens State Bank, local people, local decisions, since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas. I'm Michael Groves along with Stephen Drain for some Texas East Little League Section 1 All-Star Tournament. Scores 1-0 Lufkin in the top of the first. Washington County leading off will be Brian Garner. Brian last night was 1-for-3 against Western Hills with a double. He's a right-handed batter. He digs in.
Let's see if Brian gets something started for Washington County and get a leadoff runner on.
He waves that blue bat. Israel pitching again for Lufkin here in the second. He starts him off, starts Garner off with a curveball that Garner swings and misses. It is strike one.
And he started him off with an off-speed pitch way out in front of that pitch when he's swinging on there. Was not expecting that for pitch one.
Gonzalez from the stretch, the windup. He throws. That ball is in the dirt and rolls to the backstop. Nobody on base, so no damage for Lufkin on that. Count is 1-1 to Garner.
Yeah, Gonzalez looks like he's working quickly just like Parsons, so moving right along here in this inning as well.
He's got the ball. He makes the pitch. The windup he throws. It's that curveball that drops in for strike two. Count is 1-2 to Garner. That is quite a pitch that Gonzalez has.
Yeah, he went back to the off-speed again there. Seems to have a little bit more control with that pitch than the fastball. Going to have to make some adjustments and just wait on that pitch.
Gonzalez looks for the sign from his catcher, shakes him off. Now he throws it. That ball is hit down third. Garner's grounding first. He will stop there. A line drive right over the third base bag into left field. Gets a Washington County runner on base.
Gonzalez went back to that curveball one too many times there, and Garner was ready for it. Hits it over the third baseman's head down the third baseline for a single on first base with nobody out. Good leadoff at bat.
And that brings up number one, the shortstop, Aaron Thaler. Aaron Thaler is a left-handed batter. Gonzalez from the stretch makes the pitch. Thaler attempts the bunt, and it's strike one.
Yeah, Thaler squared around the bunt right there, dismissed the pitch, dipped down a little bit on him. Steps back in here. He's ready to go again.
Gonzalez from the stretch. Pitches that. It's going to be a little bit outside and high. Count goes to 1-1. Thaler last night went 2-for-2. I have 3 RBIs based on balls, and also played a very solid defensive position at shortstop. Thaler ready for the pitch from Gonzalez. He kicks. He throws. That ball comes to the backstop. Garner peels his way down to second. He makes the turn to see if he can go to third. That makes his way back to the second, to second base. We've got a 2-1 count on Aaron Thaler. Nobody out here in the top of the second. The score is 1-0 Lufkin over Washington County.
I think if I'm Thaler here, I'm looking for an off-speed pitch. Seems like Gonzalez has just a lot more control of that pitch than his fastball.
The 2-1 count is a fastball in the dirt, stopped by the catcher that time, keeps it in front of him, keeps Garner at second base, moves the count to 3-1 to Thaler. It's a pitcher's count right now, Drain.
Yep, good count here for Thaler. Be ready for anything here. Pitcher's going to step off and think about it a little bit. And
Thaler does the same. He comes out, takes one swing. It looks like Gonzalez wants a new ball. The umpire lofts it back to him. That ball's taken out of play. Thaler comes back into the box.
Yeah, Thaler steps back in. He's ready to hit. He's ready to go here.
Here comes the pitch. Nice swing by Thaler. Fouls it down the third base line. Takes the count full to 3-2. Again, Thaler had such a good game yesterday for Washington.
Yeah, he had a great game. Let's see if he can continue it here. He did a lot of hitting yesterday with 3-2 counts. So maybe we can get some that same luck that we had yesterday and get us a base hit here.
Gonzalez from the stretch. He kicks. He throws. And swing and a miss by Aaron Thaler for the first out of the inning.
Yeah, he came back with a nice hard fastball on the inside corner there, kind of tied Thaler up a little bit.
So that takes the one out now for Washington County. Brings up Mason Wehmeyer. Wehmeyer walked 3 times yesterday. He is catching today. We have one runner on second base. That's Brian Garner. That first pitch is low, fastball low. Count is 1-0.
Yeah, pretty close pitch there. Umpire's not giving it down tonight, so Gonzalez have to bring it up to get those calls.
Gonzalez from the stretch. Ball's in the glove. High kick, throw. That ball's outside. Count is 2-0.
The good thing about this inning is they're working some pitch counts on the pitcher, too. That's always important in this age group is pitch count. So we'll see how long this can go.
Third pitch of the bat from Gonzalez comes. That pitch is on the inside corner, belt high for strike one to Mason Wehmeyer.
Wehmeyer walking three times last night. You know he's got a pretty good eye up there, so he's waiting for his pitch to swing at.
Gonzalez is ready. He kicks. He throws. There's that curveball that Mason Wehmeyer was way ahead of.
Way out in front of that pitch. That pitch is probably a good 15 miles an hour slower than the fastball.
Count is 2-2 now to Mason Wehmeyer. Gonzalez from the stretch. He kicks. He throws. Nice fastball right down the middle. Strike out for Mason Wehmeyer. That is two outs and brings up Gutierrez. Gage Gutierrez comes up to bat for Washington County.
So Gutierrez looking to drive something into the outfield, try and tie the game up.
Ball one is a curveball that stays up for ball one, 1-0 to Gutierrez. Gutierrez has that high elbow ready to hit. He was hit by a pitch last night. It's the only time he got on base in the game against Western Hills. That ball was low for ball two. Jernigan, 13 for Lufkin, does a nice job stopping that from getting to the backstop and allowing Garner to go to third. Count is 2-0 to Gage Gutierrez. Two outs here in the top of the second. The score is 1-0 Lufkin.
There's that curveball off-speed pitch again.
Swing and a miss by Gutierrez. Takes the count to 2-1. That is a nice pitch he has to
hit. I think that one there, if he'd laid off, it might have been called a ball.
And he comes back with the fastball, which we've seen him do a couple times. He doesn't throw that curveball too often in a row, but we're looking for that curveball, and we just stood and watched that strike go right down the middle for strike two. 2-2 to Gut. And here comes the curveball for strike three. So Gonzalez is able to strike out the side, and we strand Brian Garner at second base at the end of 1.5. The score is Lufkin 1, Washington County nothing. We'll send it now to a word from our sponsors.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
There's one word when you think of La Morelos, and that word is fresh. That's because their meat market offers fresh-cut meat to your specifications. They have fresh produce and freshly made Mexican pastries daily. They serve breakfast tacos and lunch plates Monday through Friday. It doesn't get any better or fresher than at La Morelos. Open 7 days a week, 7 a.m. till 9:30 p.m. Visit La Morelos at 1501 South Market in Brenham. The next time you want fresh. La Morelos wishing all the Washington County All-Stars luck on this year's season.
Welcome back to Schulenburg, Texas for some Section 1 11U All-Star action. We are in the bottom of the second with a score of 1-0 Lufkin over Washington County. Up to bat for Lufkin is the center fielder, number 24, Tatum Simmons. First pitch from Parsons is a ball. Second pitch is a fly ball out to right field that is fielded nicely by the right fielder for Washington County. Stephen, who was that?
Right fielder for Washington County is going to be Mason Kalkocki out there in right field. Makes a nice play on that fly ball out to the outfield. Got one big out in the inning. Starts it off good for Washington County.
Up now for Lufkin is number 30, Samuel Strickland, the left fielder. Parsons has the ball. He kicks. He throws. That ball is going to be high. Fastball goes for ball one.
Parsons definitely has the velocity to get it past some of these hitters. He's mixed in a little bit of off-speed in the first inning.
Here's the pitch. That ball stays down low. Count goes to 2-0.
Awfully close pitch right there, just down just a little bit.
Defensively for Washington County, we have Garner at first. We have Dreyer at second. Thaler at shortstop. And Teague Schulich playing third base. Third pitch is a fastball from Parsons. It's high. Count goes to 3-0. Needs to settle down here.
Yeah, just settle down and relax. Throw some strikes.
He's working quickly. Here he comes. And that is ball four, and Strickland walks.
It'll be the first walk of the game for Parsons. Just was not close to the plate on those four pitches. Let's see if he can settle down here with the runner on and hold him over there at first.
He was all around the strike zone in the first inning. That brings up number 28, Jared Freeman. He swings a miss at the first pitch. Strike one. 0-1 is the count.
And Parsons, he just gets back up on the bump and throws some gas right by him right there.
Freeman was swinging from the moment he got off the bus on that one. And the second pitch is a fielded by Thaler. It's short. He makes the long throw to Garner, who stretches. But he is safe at first. That is a single for Freeman. An excellent play by Thaler deep into the hole. Long throw, but just couldn't get him at first base.
Just couldn't get him. He fielded that ball almost in shallow left field, way deep in the hole. Made a nice, strong throw over to first base. Was just shy of getting him there.
We have a timeout where Coach Plagans went to the first base umpire to voice his displeasure. No arguing in Little League. He just went out there and said, I don't think you were correct. So now the first base umpire comes to the home plate umpire to discuss it. And we should have a decision momentarily.
Last night we were 1-for-1 on these things. One our way, one the other way on the conferences. Let's see what they decide on the first conference we have tonight.
Yeah, they're still talking. It was a very close play. It was a great play by Thaler. But they do call him safe. We got runners at first and second with one out. Again, an excellent play by Thaler. Deep into the hole, a long throw. Good stretch by Garner. But Jared Freeman was able to beat it out. That brings up number 11, Kyler Ashworth, the first baseman for Lufkin. Parsons has the ball. He's thrown from the full windup with runners on first and second. He kicks. He throws. That is right down the middle, and it is driven foul down the first base side. Out of play.
So one thing about all the Lufkin batters, I think they've swung at every first pitch that's been up there other than the base on balls that we had. They're pretty aggressive at the plate. Looks like they're going to be swinging.
Here comes the second pitch of the at-bat. That one is inside and low for ball one.
Yeah, that pitch is just down a little bit right there. Got a 1-1 count.
Parsons working quickly, has the ball from the full windup. He kicks, he throws. That's a swing and a miss by Ashworth for strike two.
I believe Ashworth was swinging as soon as he let that one go. Pitch was a little outside, just swings right through it.
Count is 1-2 in Ashworth. Here comes the pitch. Strike three! Goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. That's a big out.
Big out right there. Got runners at first and second. Big strikeout right there. So let's see if we can continue this trend and get a third out and hold them runners where they're at first and second.
For Lufkin, that brings up number 20, Creed Harris. Score is 1-0 Lufkin here in the bottom of the second. Two outs, two runners on. That ball hits Wehmeyer in the heel to glove. It bounces. He throws it down to second, but the runner for Lufkin is able to get back. Again, Thaler made a nice play, just digging that out, not letting it go into the outfield.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I would have thrown that if I was Wehmeyer.
No, Thaler made a good grab to keep that from letting the runners advance over there.
Here's the windup and the pitch. Strike! That was foul tipped and caught by Wehmeyer. It's strike one to Creed Harris. Count goes to 1-1. Two out, two on here in the bottom of the first. Score is 1-0 Lufkin. The kick, the throw. That ball's a little bit down inside and high. Count goes to 2-1 on number 20, Creed Harris for Lufkin.
Yeah, threw that ball just a little bit inside there. Gets a little bit more of the plate there. He's going to get a call on that pitch.
Yeah, that pitch was, I think, fairly close. This one's right down the middle. Letter high. Swing and a miss by Harris, and the count now goes to 2-2. We have two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on.
If I had a cap on, I'd be rubbing my bill right now.
There you go. Here's the pitch. Strike three! And Parsons strikes out the last two batters of the second inning. There are no runs. On two hits, two runners left. The score at the end of two is Lufkin 1, Washington County 0. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Your home is probably your most valuable asset, and it's filled with many things that are important to you. That's why having good insurance at a price you can afford is so important. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's our goal, not just for this year or next year, but for many, many years to come. We value the relationships we develop with our clients, finding them the best homeowners insurance at the lowest price. As an independent insurance agency, we work for you, and we want your business. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason Ayler.
And I'm Mac Ayler, and we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Dentistry.
Located at 1306 South Bluebelt Road in Brenham, Texas.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars and helping us shine in on and off the field.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
This is Michael Groves and Stephen Drain from Schulenburg, Texas, calling Little League All-Star action between Washington County and Lufkin in the 11U All-Star Tournament. Certainly a pitcher's duel so far through two innings, Stephen.
Yeah, right now both pitchers are good velocity, kind of mixing the pitches up a little bit. Been keeping the runners kind of off the bases for the most part, and we're in a tight game.
So I have four strikeouts for Gonzalez and four strikeouts for Parsons through the first two innings. So they're certainly throwing some strikes and throwing some good pitches.
Yeah, we'll see if Washington County can get they got the leadoff man on in the last inning. We're not able to advance them. Let's see if we can do the same thing, but maybe get a better result out of it.
Leading off the top of the third for Washington County is number six, Mason Kelkocki. Here comes the first pitch from Gonzalez. Swing and a miss. It's strike one. Mason with a big hit yesterday in the win against Western Hills, had a double. Proud baseball family, the Kelkockis.
Yeah, he made some good defensive plays out there also yesterday. And
there's that curveball from number 23, Israel Gonzalez, for strike two. That kind of froze Mason Kelkocki a little bit.
Yeah, it's a little tough on the batters. He's starting it pretty high, and it's dropping right across the plate.
Comes a third pitch, and Mason swings and misses at that one for the first down of the inning.
Pitch up around the letters a little bit there. Hard fastball swings right over the top of it.
If you can't see if it's the fastball or that curveball, you know, that last one was called strike. It started there. That fastball stayed up, and we have one out now. Brings up number 42, Hudson Eckert for Washington County. He hits the ball to the shortstop. He's up. He throws. It's a low throw. It is dug out of the dirt by the first baseman for the second out of the evening. Nice play by Freeman for Lufkin down there at first base.
Yeah, nice play over at first base. Throw was a little low. Digs it out of there. Got the second out of the inning.
We have two outs here in the top of the third. Lane Dreyer, number three, at bat for Washington County. He takes a fastball down the middle for strike one.
Yeah, that pitch was right down the middle right there, and I'm sure he's been watching what's going on, so hopefully he's ready for the off-speed.
Dreyer with a lazy fly ball to the third baseman who catches it easily for the third out of the inning. So it is three up and three down for Washington County. At the end of two and a half, it is Lufkin 1, Washington County 0. Back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Hi friends, Gary Dernberger with Bank of Brenham. Being local, friendly, and mobile is at the core of Bank of Brenham's commitment to our customers and the communities we serve. Being local means we're conveniently located in downtown Brenham, in Chapel Hill, and Bryan College Station. Being friendly means, well, being friendly. And being mobile means the ability to manage your account from the convenience of your smartphone. Local, friendly, mobile. Three really good reasons to bank with Bob, 836-3332, or online at bankbob.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing, your hometown builder since 1956, have earned the reputation as one of the premier custom home builders in Washington County. They're family owned and operated and known for their quality of materials, workmanship, and keen attention to detail. For custom residential homes, barn dominiums, remodels, and light commercial construction, choose Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing. Visit online at TielemannHomes.com to make your building's visions come to life.
Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham offers a wide range of architectural services, including construction documentation, consultation, concept designs, master planning, interior design, city permitting, program management, and construction administration. Plan North, the architectural company passionate about creating spaces that are beautiful and functional. Plan North Architectural Company in Brenham proudly supports the Little League All-Stars. They hope you'll join them in showing support for the youth during the Little League All-Star Games.
We are in the bottom of the third here in Schulenburg, Texas, where Lufkin leads Washington County 1-0. First pitch from Parsons in the bottom of the third is a strike. Count is 0-1.
Yeah, Parsons gets up there pretty quick on the mound. He's ready to go. That pitch misses just a little bit.
The batter I have is Rance Caldwell. Count is 1-1. Foul tips that next pitch. The count goes to 1-2.
Foul tips. It comes off of Wiemeyer there. Umpire's going to give him a little courtesy wipe of the plate there so he can collect himself behind the plate.
I had to check my lineup to see if his name was Lance. It looks like Rance to me, R-A-N-C-E. We're going to go with Rance.
Yeah.
Rance Caldwell. The count is 1-2. He's a left-handed batter. Front foot forward, back foot back. Yellow and red bat. Pitch 3. This is low. Count goes to 2-2. Caldwell, one of the smaller players we've seen so far for Washington County. Good stance. Bat high, elbow high. Parsons with the kick and the throw. He leaves that one upstairs.
Have to wait a little bit on those calls every
you
now
do.
And then.
You do. You never know. I thought it was high. It's certainly high to Caldwell. He's not that tall, but we do have a full count. Parsons steps off the mound. He's unhappy about something. He's looking at Wiemeyer, puts the ball back in his glove. Glove in front of his face. Takes a step. Kicks, throws, strike 3. Ball falls for Wiemeyer. He throws it on the first to Garner for the first out of the inning. A put out to first after a swinging strike.
Nice pitch there by Parsons. Ran a fastball out on the outside corner. Swings at it. Wiemeyer drops the ball, but it makes the play to first base to record the out.
That brings up number 5, Griffin Phillips for Lufkin. Right-handed batter. Parsons with the kick. The throw. That hits Phillips in the backside. He turned around, hit him right in the gluteus maximus as he trots on down to first.
Yeah, he took one right in the back right there. He's down at first base shaking it off over there. Hit him right at the belt line the way it looked.
I would go a little bit below the belt. It went to the place you want to get hit more than any others.
A little more padding there.
So we have a runner on first here in the bottom of the third. Score is 1-0 Lufkin over Washington County. A great defensive gem so far. Both the pitchers are doing very well. Parsons has 5 strikeouts. Israel Gonzalez has 4 for Lufkin. That'll bring up number 8, Knox Briggs. Parsons with the pitch. It is a strike on the inside corner. Boggs is not happy with that one. He thought that one was way inside, but the count is 0-1. Runner on first, one out here in the bottom of the third inning. Parsons throws it outside for ball one. Count one and one to Knox Boggs.
Yeah, missed pretty far outside. Wiemeyer does a good job of keeping that ball from going to the backstop there and preventing that runner to go second.
Parsons with the windup in the pitch. He hits it into the gap into left field. Knox Brannon comes up with it, throws it into second, but that's a single for Knox Boggs. We now have runners on first and second for Lufkin.
Yeah, first and second, one out. Going to have to buckle down here there at the number 13 guy in their batting order here, so hopefully we can record an out and prevent some damage from happening.
That batter would be Landon West, number three. Again, he is the 13th batter for Lufkin. First pitch by Parsons is high and inside and sends Landon West scrambling out of the batter's box.
Yeah, pitch up. Batter ducking out of the way, trying to get out of that one. Doesn't want to be hit by that one.
We need Parsons to settle down here and start to throw strikes. Ball's back in his glove. He stands on the rubber. Takes his time. He steps off now. There's some miscommunication between him and Wiemeyer right now. He's back up on the bump. Glove in front of his face. Takes a step. Knee high. Throws. Fastball down the middle is fouled into the third base dugout by Landon West.
And West was out in front of that ball quite a bit. Fouls it into the dugout to the third base side.
Again, count is one and one. We have one out. We have runners on first and second for Lufkin. Parsons with the pitch. Throws it just outside, belt high for ball two. That was a nice pitch, though, just a little bit outside.
Nice pitch, just a little outside. Good velocity yet.
Two and one here to Landon West. Parsons with the windup. The kick, the throw. That gets to the second baseman, to Dreyer. He bobbles it. He tags him with his bare hand. And the runner is out at second. Runner advances to third. We have runners on first and third. Nice play by Dreyer.
Yeah, he tagged the runner coming by him with his when he picked up the ball. He tags the runner and throws the first just a little late to get the double play. But that'll set runners at first and third. There's two outs now, and they're back to the top of their lineup.
So we have Griffin Phillips on third. Landon West on first. Two outs. Brings back up Grayson Belt. Grayson singled into left field his first at-bat for Lufkin in the bottom of the first inning. First pitch is called a strike.
Belt's a left-handed batter. Tips in, he's ready.
We have two outs. Runner on the corners for Lufkin's 0-1 count to Belt. That comes straight up the middle. Taylor fields it, throws it. That ball bounced off of Parsons, slowed it down. Taylor had no chance to get the runner at first.
Now, once that ball slowed down, Taylor was able to field it, but Belt's pretty quick. He beats it out at first base.
And that'll move Landon West to second. Grayson Belt on first. Two outs here. The score is now Lufkin 2, Washington County 0. Parsons on the mound has the ball from the full windup. He throws it. That first one to Jordan Shepherd is called high for ball one. Shepherd struck out in the first inning. Right-handed batter. Runners on first and second for Lufkin. Two outs. A 1-0 count. Here's the throw. That's inside also, but he did not swing. He went down to first base to see if he swung. The first base umpire says no. And the count goes to 2-0. We have time when Coach Plagans is going to go out and talk to the pitcher.
As they go out to the pitcher, we're going to give you a public service announcement from Little League Baseball and Softball. Are your kids playing in a real Little League? Little League is the world's largest and most respected youth sports program with nearly 2.4 million children and more than 1 million volunteers in dozens of countries around the world. Little League includes baseball and softball programs for kids ages 4 to 16. There's the Challenger Division program for kids with physical and mental challenges. For those adults interested in starting a genuine Little League in your area, assistance is available from Little League International in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. For more information on Little League, visit the Little League website at www.littleleague.org.
Thank you, Stephen. Coach Plagan just went out to settle down Parsons. We have a 2-0 count. And he comes right back with a strike on the inside count corner to Jordan Shepherd to take the count to 2-1.
Yeah, whatever that conversation was must work right there.
So we have a 2-1 count, two outs. Runners on first and second for Lufkin. Here's the pitch. That's a little bit off speed. Swung and missed by Shepherd. Takes the count to 2-2. An excellent pitch by Parsons there.
Hadn't seen that off-speed pitch in a while from Parsons. He throws it right there, and he swings right over the top of it.
That's a tough one to hit. It was breaking outside. It was low. It was an excellent pitch by Parsons. Count is 2-2. Here's the kick. Here's the throw. And it's strike three. Right down the middle. Shepard strikes out looking for the third out of the inning. But Lufkin does score one. And at the end of three, it is Lufkin 2, Washington County 0. And now, back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
For quality water well pump repairs and new installation, call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. They'll get your water flowing again, no matter the brand of pump or tank. They can even improve its taste and use by installing an iron filter or water softener. Bilski Water Well Service offers trenching service and free estimates on new wells. Get the best water out of your water well. Call Steve at Bilski Water Well Service at 979-830-1298. No job too small.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Thrivent is the proud sponsor of the Washington County Little League All-Stars. At Thrivent, we believe money is a tool, not a goal. Let us work with you to create a financial approach that reflects your priorities and helps you protect the things that matter to you, like family and giving back. Call us at 979-836-0693 for an appointment today.
Welcome back to Schulenburg. It is the top of the fourth in a fast-moving game where Lufkin leads Washington County 2-0. Up a bat for Washington County's number 55, Cohen Tompkins, who had one of the big hits in the sixth inning yesterday in the game against Western Hills. The first pitch from Gonzalez is a ball inside and high to Cohen Tompkins. Second pitch is in the dirt, skips up and goes to the backstop. Count is now 2-0 to Tompkins. Steven is calling back to the studio right now to figure out how we charge our Wi-Fi. So he's going to be out of commission here for just a second as he calls Craig Montana. We have a 2-0 count to Cohen Tompkins. Gonzalez remains the pitcher in the fourth inning for Lufkin. Looks like they're going to take him all the way to the end. A line drive by Tompkins is hit directly back to Gonzalez, the pitcher, for a line drive out for the first out of the inning here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up the left fielder, number 16, Knox Brannon. Brannon also had a big hit in the sixth inning that allowed Washington County to pull away from Western Hills in the last inning in last night's game. Knox also had an outstanding catch in left field, one of the better catches I've ever seen in Little League. The first pitch to Knox is a swinging strike, counts 0-1. Gonzalez still working quickly. He's from the stretch, looks at his catcher, gets the sign, the big kick. Here comes the pitch. That's a strike knee-high outside. It is a beautiful pitch, and it is 0-2, a quick hole for Knox Brannon, 0-2 here in the top of the fourth. Scores 2-0 Lufkin over Washington County. We have one out. Tompkins lined out to the pitcher for the first out of the inning. 0-2 pitch to Brannon. Here's the curveball, but he gets a bat on. It hits a slow roller down to second. Fast, speedy runner down to first. But they get Knox Brannon just barely. The second baseman had to charge on that and throw on the run. Nice play, 4-3 for the second out of the inning. Takes us back to the top of the lineup to number four, Tucker Plagans. Tucker had a single to the third baseman who caught the ball with his knees and then dropped it and couldn't make the play. That first pitch by Gonzalez is a fastball on the inside corner for strike one. 0-1 to Tucker Plagans. Two outs here in the top of the fourth. 2-0 Lufkin over Washington County. Gonzalez from the stretch. He kicks. He throws. That's a curveball in the dirt that Plagans swings at. Quickly 0-2 to Tucker Plagans. He's going to need to protect the plate here with two outs and two strikes on him. We have a no balls, two-strike count on Tucker Plagans. Plagans wiggles that, blew that. Gonzalez from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Plagans hits a line drive that goes foul down the third baseline. Count remains 0-2. Nice piece of hitting there with Plagans to move that ball down to third baseline. Just went foul.
Michael, I got word back that the softball game in Elgin, they were in the middle of the second inning with Washington County leading 2-0, and they've officially rained out for the night. So the field's flooded, and they'll pick up play tomorrow where they left off tonight.
So that means we're the only game on right now, Stephen.
We're the only ones on.
We are the main event right now. That was a ball to play against. Count goes to 1-2. There's two outs here in the top of the fourth. No runners on for Washington County. 1-2 pitch. Tucker again fouls that one off. Count remains 1-2. Hit the edge of the bat. A little bit of a defensive swing on that curveball, but a nice to get it foul instead of just a weak ground ball for the out. Live to see another day. Tucker calls for time, steps out of the box.
And you want to step out, take a little deep breath here with a 1-2 count.
We're back in the box. Plagans is ready. Gonzalez is not ready. He steps out. He's back on the mound. Now Plagans is out.
A little game of cat and mouse going on here between pitcher and hitter.
If this was to music, it would be a dance.
And
that's Tucker drives that into right field. It's going to go to the fence. He's on his horse. He rounds second. He's a stand-up triple for Tucker Plagans as he drove that ball deep, deep down the first baseline.
He hit that ball on a line drive, ends up going all the way to the fence there. Gonzalez went back to that off-speed pitch, but Plagans was ready for it and hit it really, really hard.
An excellent piece of hitting. Fouled off a number of pitches waiting for his pitch, and when he saw that curveball inside, he hit the best line drive we've seen in 2 days, Stephen.
Yeah, that was a really good hit by Plagans. Let's see if we can get this run home and cut the lead in half here.
That'll bring up Team Schulich. Schulich struck out looking in the first. He takes a swing at the first one. He fouls it into the netting behind home plate. Count is 0-1 to Team Schulich. We have a runner on third. Tucker Plagans with a stand-up triple here in the top of the fourth. Score is 2-0, Lufkin over Washington County. There's two outs here in the top of the fourth. The second pitch to Schulich.
There's a line
drive.
That's a line drive
right up the middle. That'll score. Tucker Plagans. The ball gets loose. Schulich speeds down to second. Now the ball goes in the outfield. He's back on third. He's now on third. And Wendt scores now 2-1. Lufkin of Washington County as King Schulich hits a line drive to center field and gets an RBI, bringing in Tucker Plagans. And then the ball was just kicked around after that, Stephen.
It kicked around a little bit. Ball got away from the second baseman. Not very far. Schulich's pretty quick. Takes off for second. When they throw to second, they throw it out in the left field, and he's able to make it all the way to third base.
That was a very, very exciting play. You knew the minute it left his bat, that was a base hit. That was a line drive directly over second base. Probably hit just 5 or 6 paces behind the second base bag. No problem scoring Plagans. But then after that,
it got interesting. So they Lufkin threw the ball around a little bit. Coach is coming out to talk to them all, try and settle his players down a little bit.
Well, Washington County needed that to score. Your new score is now Lufkin 2, Washington County 1. Runner still on third. And here comes the pitcher, Brody Parsons, up to the plate. He flied out to the second baseman in the first inning.
And Parsons is going to be hit by that one.
He is, and he jogs down the first. So now we have runners on first and third for Washington County. Brings up number 99, Brian Garner. Brian had a single over the third base bag back in the second inning for Washington County.
We're going to have a courtesy runner over here at first base for Parsons.
Looks like it's number 16. That'll be Knox Brannon.
This is the perfect time if you want to put a first or third play on for Washington County. This would be the perfect time to try that.
Fast runner at first, fast runner at third. Here's Gonzalez with the pitch. He calls that one a strike. Looked a little outside to me, but the count is 0-1. And Knox Brannon moves down to second. Lack of interest from Lufkin on throwing that down to second base. So now we have two runners in scoring position. Counts 0-1. Two outs here in the top of the fourth to Washington County.
And he drops that off-speed curveball in there for a strike.
takes the count to 0-2. That just froze Garner. I mean, he's thrown some good curveballs tonight, Stephen. That might have been his best. We have Garner calling time, steps out of the box. Score is now 2-1, Lufkin over Washington County. 0-2 count to Brian Garner. Two outs, two strikes, two men in scoring position. Here comes the pitch. Oh, swing and a miss by Brian Garner. And that will end the inning, but not before Washington County gets on the board. At the end of 3.5, your new score is Lufkin 2, Washington County 1. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Looking to upgrade your outdoor living space? Woodson Lumber has got you covered. Their stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington have a wide selection of treated lumber, and they can special order composite decking to suit any style and budget. Treated lumber is perfect for those looking for a classic and durable option, while composite decking offers a sleek and modern look with low maintenance. With expert advice and a wide variety of options, Woodson Lumber has everything you need to create the outdoor oasis of your dreams. Visit today and start planning your deck renovation.
This 4th of July, fire up the grill and celebrate in true Texas style with H-E-B. From juicy hand-cut steaks and fresh produce to ice-cold drinks and patriotic desserts, H-E-B has everything you need for an unforgettable Independence Day. Stock up on picnic essentials, festive decorations, and all your favorite H-E-B brand must-haves. Whether you're hosting a backyard barbecue or heading to the lake, make Brenham H-E-B your one-stop shop for your 4th of July fun. Happy Independence Day from your neighborhood H-E-B. Here, everything's better.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community, better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you. At Brenham National Bank, that's what we do.
We are back here in Schulenburg, Texas, in the bottom of the fourth, where Lufkin leads Washington County 2-1. Parsons remains on the mound for Washington County. He has been there from the get-go. The batter for Lufkin is number 23, Israel Gonzalez. The pitcher for Lufkin is up at bat. The count is 2-1 to Gonzalez as Parsons works quickly here in the bottom of the fourth. He steps off the mound, looks at Wehmeyer for a new sign, slaps the ball a couple times into his glove, steps back onto the rubber, both feet on the rubber, glove in front of his face, takes one step back, high knee kick, and the throw. That ball is fouled down the third base line. Takes the count to 2-2. I think we have some defensive substitutions for Washington County. Number 55, Tompkins, is now in left field. And number 16, Knox Brannon, has moved to center field. Count on Gonzalez is 2-2. First batter of the inning. Parsons kicks. He throws. Ball drops. It's a strike three. Wehmeyer picks it up and throws it wildly to first.
New first baseman over there also, Gage Gutierrez, at first. Not too much he could do with that one. The pitch was up high. He was able to catch it. He jumping at the same time. Foot comes off the base, so the runner's able to beat it out.
Yeah, Wehmeyer needed to step out of the line there, get himself a clear throw to first. He tried to loft it over Gonzalez's head and threw it wildly to first. He did not overthrow, though, so the runner remains at first. Brings up the catcher, Wade Jerrigan, who struck out in the first inning. We have a runner on first for Lufkin. Counts 0-1 to Jernigan. Parsons has pitched the entire game so far for Washington County as we're here in the bottom of the fourth. A fast-moving game. Nice curveball in there for strike two to Jernigan.
Parsons right back in there filling up, throwing strikes.
We haven't seen a lot of curveballs from him. That was a good one. Two strikes on the batter. And that is a fastball, knee high, right down the middle. Jernigan just watches it for strike three, the first out of the inning.
Yeah, first out of the inning. Big out to come back after the error there, first base on the throw. So Parsons not rattled by that, comes right back and gets the next batter.
Struck out Gonzalez, but he got the first on a drop. ball by the catcher. Struck out Jernigan, so we have one out, runner on first. Scores 2-1 Lufkin over Washington County here in the bottom of the fourth. That's a fastball on the inside part of the plate for strike one. Batter is now number 24, Tatum Simmons. Count goes to 0-1 on Simmons. Good pitch by Parsons.
Yeah, Weimar did a good job framing that up too for him. Held that there for the umpire to see and got the call on the inside part of the plate.
Parsons kicks, throws it. That ball's a little bit low outside. Parsons nods like he knows that was not his best pitch. Good stop by Weimar. Count goes to 1-1 on Lufkin County's Tatum Simmons. I keep saying county. I know it's a city. That pitch is a little bit outside. Count goes to 2-1 on Simmons.
You know, we were thinking the wind was going to die down on us tonight when the sun went down, but it looks like that hadn't happened. Wind's still blowing pretty hard out of the, I guess that would be the south here.
Parsons with the kick and the throw. Simmons leaves that upstairs. Count goes to 3-1.
That pitch just a little bit up right there. Just missed.
Simmons flew out to the right fielder in the first inning. He hit the ball well. He hit it deep, but we were able to make that put out. He hits that ball down to third. Shula gets a glove on it, but it bounces over his glove. Taylor, by the time he gets it, has no play. So now we have runners on first and second. That's a single for Simmons and moves Israel Gonzalez over to second. So now runners on first and second for Lufkin. One out. And your batter is Samuel Strickland, the left fielder. He walked in his first at-bat in the second inning.
Yeah, that ball was hit kind of between third base and shortstop. Sulik was able to knock it down. Thaler stopped it to prevent the runner from going first to third. So runners first and second, one out here.
Sulik made a nice beat on the ball. It was a hard hit ball. That's it was a good play, good effort, but we have runners on first and second with one out. Batter for Lufkin shows bunt, pulls back, ball was right down the middle, strike one. Strickland showed bunt, but I don't think he was serious.
No, I think he's just looking to throw Parsons off a little bit. He throws a fastball right down the middle, probably missed a pretty good pitch to swing at.
Yeah, you're not going to see too many of that in this at-bat. Here comes the second pitch, and just when we said that, Parsons throws another one right down the middle.
Throws another one right there, same spot.
Count goes to 0-2. Parsons has the ball quickly, walks back to the mound, puts both feet on the rubber, puts a glove in front of his face. Looks at Weimar for the sign. Takes a step back. Kicks. High kick. Throw. That is driven into right center field. It'll drop in for a base hit. The ball is thrown in quickly. Cut off by Parsons at the pitcher's mound. But that is a single for Samuel Strickland, and it loads the bases for Lufkin.
Right. That was a good job by Kalkocki out there with the catch and a strong throw back in. Runner had to hesitate a little bit at second. Kind of questionable whether Kalkocki was going to get to that ball or not. Unable to get to it. Makes a strong throw back in. Bases loaded now. One out.
Coach Plagans brings the infield in. We have one out here in the bottom of the fourth. Bases are loaded for Lufkin. It's 2-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss by Freeman.
Parsons with a changeup to start Freeman out there. He swings right over the top of it.
Freeman comes in to get the ball from Weimar, turns back to us, walks back to the mound. He's up on the rubber. He's ready for the pitch. He kicks. He throws. That ball is inside. That ball hit Freeman. That's a hit by pitch and brings in a run. Steven, we were just talking about that on the way down here. Is that an RBI or not?
Yeah, we were discussing that. Do you get an RBI for a hit by pitch or do you not get one?
So unfortunately for Washington County, it doesn't matter if it's an RBI. It is a run scored for Lufkin, and then takes the count. The score now 3-1, Lufkin over Washington County here in the bottom of the fourth. Freeman is walking that off down the first base line. That hit him right in the knee. He is not healthy yet. He is.
No, that pitch caught him right in the knee, and he's having a little tough time over there trying to walk that one off.
He's not putting any weight on it. He's keeping it in the air. He's got his hands on his hips. The first base coach pats him on the back and says, rub some dirt on it. Let's play baseball.
Yeah, he's hit it back to first base now. Looks like he's going to do a little bit of jogging down the right field line, make sure he's all right.
He's running fine. We'll get him to first base here. That brings in a run. Bases are still loaded. One out. New score is Lufkin 3, Washington County 1. Parsons remains on the mound for Washington County. He's thrown a lot of pitches at this point, Stephen.
Yeah, he's this inning's really worked him pretty good. Infield's going to stay in. They're going to try and cut the runner down at the plate.
That's a high pop-up down to third. Schulich makes the catch for the second out.
So infield fly rule's in play right there, but Schulich does a good job, catches the pop-up. Two outs now, bases loaded, chance to limit the damage to one run here.
The batter for Lufkin is going to be number 20, Creed Harris, who struck out for the third out in the second inning. It's a big at-bat here for Washington County. The score is just 3-1. Washington County's in this game. We have two outs. We have bases loaded. Creed Harris at the plate for Lufkin. Here's the pitch by Parsons. He fouls that directly over our head for strike one.
I keep waiting for the boom on the metal, but it must have been a little bit further behind us.
That's 0-1 to Creed Harris. Parson remains on the mound for Washington County. 2 feet on the rubber. Looks at Wehmeyer. Says yes. Kicks. Throws. That ball's outside and low. Wehmeyer had to backhand that. Saved a run with that. Count is now 1-1. Two people out. Bases are full of Lufkinites.
Lufkinites.
I don't know. Parsons with the pitch. That one's outside. Wehmeyer had to go further outside, but makes that catch. Good, good catching right now by Mason Wehmeyer at this at-bat.
Yeah, that's a good stop by Mason Wehmeyer right there. Prevented any of the runs from scoring. Had to reach really far across the batter's box to get that one.
Parsons is going to need to come down here with a strike. The count is 2-1. There is a ball driven into left field over Tompkins' head. It'll roll to the wall. One run is in. Two runs are in. Three runs are in. And he is tagged out at third. We're going to have to see if this run scores. It does not score.
It does not count.
That is only two runs.
Yeah, third run does not make it in before the tag is made at third base. So
that is a double for Creed Harris, who's tagged out going to third for the third out of the inning. But we'll see what they end up putting on. But I have two more runs in. Yeah, the score is now 5-1. So that is two RBIs for Creed Harris on that double. And then he gets thrown out going to third. Outstanding job by the home plate umpire. That's the end of four. The score is now Lufkin 5, Washington County 1. We'll send it back to the studio for the word from our sponsors.
Looking to save some money on your auto insurance? Dominant Associates LLC in Brenham, your local agent for Germania Insurance, can help. Dominant Associates will take advantage of the many discounts available for auto insurance, like discounts for new vehicles, academic achievement, driver training, companion policies, and being claims free. To find out how to save on your auto insurance, contact Dominant Associates, your local trusted Germania agent, at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. Open Monday through Thursday from 8 to 5 and on Friday from 8 to 1.
With Whataburger's new Bigger Better Bundles, you can upgrade your favorite Whata meal into two meals. You can add a kid's Whata meal for $4 and take it home to your little you. Or you can add a Double Meat Junior Whata meal for $5 and save it for later. For you. Or you can add a Whata Wings 9-piece for $6 and just enjoy that now. Yep, with Bigger Better Bundles, you can bring the kids along. Or give it to your Uncle Mo. Or stop by and surprise your coworkers. Upgrade your Whata meal with Bigger Better Bundles for a limited time. Only at Whataburger.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
We are back in Schulenburg, where Lufkin scored three runs in the bottom of the fourth to take a 5-1 lead over Washington County. Batter in the top of the fifth for Washington County is Aaron Thaler. Count is currently 2-0, two balls and no strikes to Aaron Thaler. On the third pitch, he swings and fouls it over the fence down to the third base line. Stephen, quite an end to that inning.
Yes, it was. Quite an end there. Great play out there in left field after the ball was hit over his head. Recovers, picks up the ball, throws it to third. Third baseman's out, able to tag out the runner going to third prior to the run scoring. Prevented extra run from scoring.
Taylor hits a hard single right back to Gonzalez at first, who fields it 1-3 for the first out. A nice play by Gonzalez by the pitcher. Good play them. That's one out. It'll bring up the catcher, Mason Wiemeyer.
Yeah, Taylor hit the ball hard right there. Just made a pitcher made a great play on that and was able to throw him out before he can beat it down to first base.
That'll bring up Mason Wiemeyer, who struck out in the second and is only at bat for Washington County. Again, I stress that the umpires were in perfect position at the end of that inning to make that call and that have that third run not come across the plate.
Yeah, umpires did a good job of communicating with each other there. Third base umpire called him out. Home plate umpire was watching the play all the way. Did not allow that run to score. Huge right there to limit the damage there.
That brings up Mason Wiemeyer, right-handed batter for Washington County. Gonzalez remains on the mound for Lufkin. He throws that curveball. It is hit hard to the third baseman, who makes a beautiful throw over to first. A bang-bang play. 5-3 for the second out of the inning.
Yeah, nice play by the third baseman over there. He just picks the ball up, throws it right across the infield. Good arm on the third baseman. Strike to first base.
Brings up Gutierrez, who struck out in the second inning. Two outs here for Washington County in the fifth. That curveball is outside for ball one.
Let's see if we can get a two-out rally going here.
Gonzalez is ready now, has the ball. Here's the throw.
Wow, that one went right in the dugout.
That went right in the dugout. Here comes Eckert, comes out with the ball. I hope it didn't hit anybody. Count goes to 1-1. Umpire is going over to make sure there's nobody standing in front of that door. I think he's a day late and a dollar short with that command.
Yeah, he walks over there after the fact there, but that ball was a rocket into the first base dugout there.
Gage Gutierrez can hit the ball hard. We've got a 1-1 count. Two outs here in the top of the fifth to Gutierrez. Here comes Gonzalez with the pitch. That is a high curve ball. It does not break. Takes the count to 2-1.
Yeah, that ball just stayed up. Didn't come back down. See what he goes to on this pitch.
Throws that fastball right down the middle. Takes the count to 2-2. That was right down Broadway.
Yeah, came back with something hard there after he threw a little off speed there, mixing the pitches up really well.
He has two balls, two strikes, two outs here in the top of the fifth for Washington County. Here's the pitch. It's a little bit outside. Gutierrez takes a swing at it, fouls it directly back into the netting to stay alive.
Yeah, Gutierrez hanging in there pretty tough right there. Pitch too close to take, swings at it, just missed it, fouls it back.
That was a good swing. He's ready. Waving that red bat. Here comes Gonzalez with the pitch. He throws the curveball. Gutierrez hits a ground ball to the third baseman for the third out of the inning. 4-3 for the third out. So three ground balls, three outs for Washington County at the end. A 4.5. The score is Lufkin 5, Washington County 1. We will send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woods & Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woods & Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Texas Farm Credit in Brenham is ready to serve and help you in every way possible by providing you with competitive and flexible financing. Whether you need financing for land, cattle, hunting properties, ranches, or even home mortgages, we have you covered. At Texas Farm Credit, we also offer pasture and livestock insurance to protect you and your livelihood. For more information, visit TexasFarmCredit.com, call us at 979-836-2572, or stop by and meet with us in person at 1301 Highway 290 East in Brenham. We'd also like to congratulate and wish good luck to all of our Washington County All-Stars.
We're back in Schulenburg for some Little League action here in the bottom of the fifth. Match between Lufkin and Washington County, where Lufkin leads 5-1. We have a pitching change for Washington County as Brian Garner comes in. His first pitch is laid down on a bunt. An excellent throw. Teague Schulich fielded that bunt. Fired down to Gage Gutierrez for the first out of the inning. An excellent play.
That was a nice play by Schulich down there at third base. He barehanded that ball coming in on the run, sets his feet, throws a strike over to Gutierrez at first. One pitch, one out.
That batter was Rance Caldwell, so that goes 5-3 for the first out of the inning. Garner's thrown two pitches. He's thrown two strikes. Your batter's now number five, Griffin Phillips for Lufkin. Count is 0-1 to him with one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Strike two. Fastball from Garner, big number 99 on the mound. He's also throwing from the full windup. Keeps the glove belt high, takes a step back, kicks, throws. Strike three, Phillips. Three pitches, three strikes, and that's the second out of the inning.
Yeah, Garner's thrown four pitches, four strikes, so he's come out throwing strikes. That's the important thing. Try and get him down. No runs here, and go back into the top half of the sixth and see if they can get some magic going.
Brings up number eight, Knox Boggs, who did get on in the third for Lufkin with a single. Garner with the pitch. A little bit inside for ball one.
Pitch didn't miss by much right there.
It did, and he's in the zone. He is also working quickly. He gets that ball back from Wehmeyer. Strides up to the mound, 2 feet on the mound. He kicks, he throws. That's a line drive into left field. Fielded by Knox Brandon, who brings it in quickly to Thaler. Thaler to Garner. But that is a single for Knox Boggs, who goes 2-for-2 for Lufkin here.
Yeah, Knox Boggs with two singles on the night. Going to bring up Landon West.
Landon West is the 13th batter for Lufkin.
Yeah, lucky 13th.
He had an infield hit in the third. A fielder's choice in the third inning. First pitch is a ball to West. Count is 1-0. Garner on the mound, right-handed pitcher. Wehmeyer behind the plate. Garner kicks. He throws. Swing and a miss by Landon West for strike one. Count goes to 1-1.
Yeah, ran that fastball in on his hands a little bit. Swung right over top of it. Missed it. 1-1 count. Two outs.
Be good to get this third out here. Get out of this inning and go to the top of the sixth. Garner is ready. Pitches from the full windup. He throws it. It is in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. I thought that was going to stay up, but it dove a little bit too low for ball two. 2-1 to West.
Yeah, 2-1. Garner trying to keep this a 5-1 game here. Runner at first, two outs.
Garner on the mound with the pitch. That is right down the middle. It is fouled over the fence, over the first base dugout to take the count to 2-2.
2-2-2 again. We've seen that quite
a
bit tonight.
Yeah, we have two balls, two strikes, two outs, only one runner on first. Score is 5-1 Lufkin over Washington County here in the bottom of the fifth. Garner ready to pitch. He throws. That's a good pitch right back to Garner. He takes his time. Throws 1-3 for the third out of the inning. So no runs in the fifth. At the end of five, it is Lufkin 5, Washington County 1. Going to the sixth inning with the last chance here for Washington County. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of the Brenham community and proud of the area youth. They support the local youth in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They send their thanks to the managers, coaches, Little League Board, and parents of Washington County for their time and support during the All-Star season. Collier Construction congratulates the All-Stars and wishes them good luck in their upcoming games.
Looking to buy? Wanting to sell?
Hody Real Estate is here to serve the needs of Central Texas and beyond, with office locations in downtown Brenham, Round Top, and Belleville. Visit online at HodyRE.com to see their listings or call 979-836-8532 to speak with an agent. They have local experience with a global reach. Get the most exposure for your listings and list with the leaders here at Hody Real Estate. Hody Real Estate wishes all of the Washington County Little League teams good luck during All-Stars.
Seidel Schrader congratulates the members of the Washington County All-Star Teams. As a trusted advisor to the Brazos Valley since 1967, Seidel Schrader provides tax planning and preparation, assurance, and valuation services. And they're honored to be recognized again as a regional leader by Accounting Today. Seidel Schrader is committed to serve and elevate their clients, communities, and team. Seidel Schrader recognizes the hard work and dedication of these athletes and wishes the Washington County All-Stars all good luck in their tournaments.
We're back here in Schulenburg for the top of the sixth. Washington County at bat. Mason Kalkaki is the batter. He is quickly falling behind 0-2. Gonzalez remains on the mound for Lufkin. That is a dream scenario for Lufkin, getting to see Gonzalez go into the sixth inning. An 0-2 count to Kalkaki. That one's up. Count goes to 1-2.
Yeah, Gonzalez has pitched the whole game for Lufkin. Saves all from bringing in any other pitchers with good limits on pitch count.
That is the curveball that Kalkaki drives down the left base line, but it goes foul. It rolls all the way to the fence.
Right, Kalkaki just a little bit out in front of that off-speed pitch.
And we're going to take a few minutes here as the left fielder attempts to get back into the field of play. That ball was driven by Kalkaki.
Yeah, that ball was hit really hard. Let's see if we can get it a little bit closer into the field of play. Maybe we can get us a double out of it.
Count is 1-2 to Kalkaki. Gonzalez with the throw. That one's low and outside. Takes the count to 2-2. Good eye by Mason Kalkaki.
Didn't come back with the off-speed that time. Threw a fastball, trying to keep him off balance.
Gonzalez ready to work quickly. He does throw the curveball on that one. That one is driven into left field. It is high. It is over the left fielder's head. It goes to the wall. Kalkaki digging for two, and he's in safe on second base with a double.
So good hit again by Kalkaki. Took the off-speed pitch, hits it over the left fielder's head for a double. Washington County's got the leadoff man on with no one out here in the sixth inning.
That is how we needed to start the sixth. That ball was hit high. The left fielder looked like he was camped. I mean, he stood in that spot for a long time thinking he was going to make that, not realizing the power that Kalkaki had to drive it over his head for a double. That brings up Hudson Eckert now for Washington County. That ball is low and outside, 1-0. Number 42, Hudson Eckert, grounded out to the shortstop back in the third inning. We're in the sixth inning now. Washington County's down 5-1 to Lufkin. That one was hit hard by Eckert, but fouled on the first baseline. That one's going to roll to the fence.
Just a little bit late on that one. Hits it about 10 feet foul down the first baseline. Hit it hard. Just a little bit late on the swing.
I'm not seeing any loss in velocity by Gonzalez for Lufkin, but these last two batters for Washington County have hit the ball hard. Gonzalez with the stretch. The pitch. Foul tip. Strike count is 1-2 on Hudson Eckert. Good pitch by Gonzalez there.
Yeah, good pitch. A little inside. He's able to foul it off. Catcher holds on to it.
Comes the 1-2 pitch. That ball is hit. Foul. That ball was hit 4 inches in front of the plate with enough English on it. Looked like a snooker table.
Yeah, he threw that off-speed pitch at him again. He hit it off of the end of the bat. Just spinning out there in front of home plate and kind of rolls off foul.
If that's somehow dead end, I'm not sure. Eckert took off right away. Good base running by Eckert.
I don't think they throw him out if that's a fair ball there, but unfortunately it goes foul.
Counts 1-2 to Eckert. Fastball. He hits it down to the first baseman, who steps on the bag for the first out of the inning. But Kalkaki on the ground ball goes over to third. There's one out here in the top of the sixth. The batter's now Lane Dreyer. The Lufkin coach is coming to get a pitch count on his pitcher, Gonzalez. I'm not sure what she said, but I think it was in the 70s. 76, thank you, ma'am.
So he's got a couple more pitches he can go. He's got 9 left.
Lane Driver with a flyout to the first baseman in the third inning. Started this game at second base. Gonzalez from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Strike one right down the middle to Lane Dreyer.
Yeah, threw that pitch right down the middle. Took that pitch all the way. Let's see if Lane can get a base hit and score a run here. Keep the momentum going.
Gonzalez working from the stretch. He pitches. Dreyer takes a swing at that and fouls it into the netting. Number 13 for Lufkin. The catcher is looking for the ball. He can't find it.
I think it's out of play.
I think it was there. Gone.
0-2 the count to Lane Dreyer. Gonzalez ready on the mound. Kicks. Throws. He throws and paints the outside corner. Strikes out Lane Dreyer looking for the second out of the inning. And Washington County is down to their last out. Brings up number 55, Cohen Tompkins.
Washington County down to their last out here. Need some two-out magic. Keep the inning going.
Gonzalez trying to get a complete game for Lufkin. Comes right at Tompkins with a fastball down the middle to Tompkins. Swings and misses. Counts 0-1. Strike one to Cohen Tompkins. Two out. Runner on third. Score 5-1. Lufkin over Washington County. From the stretch, the pitch, the kick, the throw. That one's in the dirt. Tompkins watches it for ball one. Count goes to 1-1. Ball is thrown down to third to try and get Kelkaki. He's not doing anything down there.
No, he was standing about a foot off the base there. Catcher tries to throw him out. He's back in safely.
11-year-old baseball players can get excited, though.
Get a little excited on those plays.
Here's the pitch. It's that curve ball that Tompkins does a great job on laying off. That ball just hit in front of the plate, but it looked like it was a strike for a long time.
Yeah, it hung up there, just dipped down, bounced a little bit, and Tompkins able to lay off of it.
Count is 2-1 to Cohen Tompkins. Mason Kalkaki's on third. Washington County trails in this game 5-1. It is the top of the sixth. Gonzalez requests a new ball. The umpire walks it out to him, hands it to him. Gonzalez takes a long walk back to the mound. Climbs up onto the rubber, turns and looks at his catcher. He's from the stretch. The count is 2-1. Two outs. Kelkaki on third for Washington County. From the stretch, Gonzalez kicks. He throws. That ball is inside. Count goes to 3-1 to Cohen Tompkins.
So Tompkins doing a good job here working the count, just trying to get on base, keep the line moving, see if we can work out a little bit of a sixth inning, two-out magic.
That's a fastball down the middle. Tompkins swings. He hits a ground ball to the second baseman who throws on to first for the third out. And that is a final. Lufkin is going to defeat Washington County 5-1 here in the winner's bracket of Section 1 Little League. We'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsor.
Hey, All-Star fans, I'm Blaine Baker.
And I'm Mason.
And I'm Mac Ailey. And we are honored to play ball for Washington County.
And we are proud to say our smile is big thanks to Altman Industries.
Located at 1306 off Bluebelt Road in
Brooklyn.
Dr. Mike Altman.
And Dr. Rob Knowles.
Help keep your teeth strong and your smile game day ready.
Thanks, Altman Dentistry, for supporting Washington County All-Stars.
So on the cedar frame, Gaty Pipe and Seal, Kiki Egg, Rem National, that'll be our last one.
You know what that means. It's All-Stars season. Before you travel to the games, stop in a Guadalajara restaurant in Brenham and enjoy your favorite Mexican entree. Or eat the delicious buffet every weekday during lunch. And Friday and Saturday in the evening. Having a team get together to celebrate your wins? Bring your Little League team to Guadalajara and use a private dining room. The next time you're craving Mexican food, head to Guadalajara at 1308 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Washington Animal Clinic, quality veterinary medicine and surgery for large and small animals, supports the youth of Washington County. Washington Animal Clinic is especially proud of the Washington County Little League All-Stars and their coaches. Good luck to all of the All-Stars out there from Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North in Brenham. Keep your pets and livestock happy and healthy. Visit Washington Animal Clinic, 2100 Highway 36 North, or call 836-4531 to make your appointment.
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
Well, we're back here in Schulenburg where the final score was Lufkin 5, Washington County 1. Stephen, an excellent little league game.
Very good little league game. Both pitchers did a really good job, both starting pitchers. Even relief pitching was good for Washington County. Unfortunately, a few more hits for Lufkin, a few more base runners they had on base, and they come out on top 5-1. The big hit for Lufkin came in that bottom half of the fifth inning with the double, which could have been a triple if it weren't for the good play by the left fielder for Washington County.
Yeah, Creed Harris had that double that he was tagged out on third, but that brought in, that cleared two runners and allowed them to take that lead. Let's talk about the pitching for Lufkin.
So pitching for Lufkin, a complete game from Israel Gonzalez, and I did a really good job on the mound. We were able to hear when they checked on his pitch count there in the sixth inning. He was at 76 pitches, so limit's 85, I believe, in these age groups, and he stayed underneath his 85-pitch limit. But Lufkin able to use one pitcher, that sets him up pretty good for the rest of the tournament.
Okay, we'll send it back to the studio for a word from our sponsors and continue the post game.
For 100 years, Citizens State Bank has been rooted in the heart of our communities. From 1925 to today, we've been your trusted partner, delivering local service, local decisions, and a commitment to helping our neighbors thrive. With branches across Burleson, Washington, and Grimes County, we're proud to offer modern conveniences like online and digital banking, backed by friendly local faces. Citizens State Bank. Local people, local decisions since 1925. Visit csbtx.bank, member FDIC.
And it's a home run! Make a home run with Coach's Insurance Agency. With over 50 companies to choose from and in the business for over 20 years, they have every plan to fit your needs. From auto, home, life, health, business, trucks, and anything insurance related. Remember, you don't need to be a coach to get in the game. Call them today for their affordable prices at 979-353-2033. Coach's Insurance Agency in Brenham. Get yourself coached up. Game over.
Mr. Windshield in Brenham is a proud supporter of the Washington County All-Stars. As a business in the Washington County area, Mr. Windshield prides themselves on giving the community the best service at the greatest prices. They can fix any repair from a small chip in your window to quickly replacing your complete windshield or window. For all your auto glass needs, call them today or visit them online at MrWindshieldInc.com. The Mr. Windshield crew would like to wish the Washington County All-Stars and coaches good luck.
Double D Glass Services is your residential glass service provider in Brenham. Do you need glass fixed or replaced? Then Double D is the place. Whether it's shower doors, mirrors, tabletops, window screens, replacement windows, or stock glass, they have you covered. Visit their Facebook page to see before and afters of their previous work. For more information and estimates, call David Drain at 979-830-7938. Double D Glass Services in Brenham wishes to congratulate the Washington County All-Star teams currently competing in the Little League Sectional Tournament.
We're back here in Schulenburg where Lufkin has defeated Washington County 5-1. That moves Lufkin into the winner's bracket. They get 2 days off, and Washington County will be coming back tomorrow to play Western Hills again.
Western Hills, LC Western Hills. They saw them in the first game they played. Ended up coming out on top of that game. Hard-fought game, so we'll see who has the most pitching left tomorrow evening.
And again, Western Hills with a 16-1 win over College Station tonight to stay alive. And again, it'll be Washington County against Western Hills. Now we had for Washington County tonight, we had Tucker Plagans with two hits. He had the big triple. We had Teague Schulich with a single. We had Brian Garner with a single. And then in that last inning, we had Mason Kalkocki with a double. So six hits for Washington County, but just an outstanding pitching performance by Gonzalez for Lufkin.
Right, Gonzalez for Lufkin just did a really good job. He pretty much handled the lineup when you look back through the lineup. You know, most The most runners Washington County had on base was four runners, you know, in an inning. So you're looking at not very much traffic on there. He was able, even when they got leadoff singles or had runners on, he was able to come back. He had quite a few strikeouts on the night, and their defense played really well behind him also.
Okay, so again, the score is Lufkin 5, Washington County 1. We'll send it back to the studio for one more set of commercials before we wrap it up here in Schulenburg.
Hey guys, this is Eric Benitez with Cedar Frame Real Estate. We've finally seen some relief in the real estate market. Interest rates have dropped, so your buying power has now increased. If we have pre-approved you before, let's revisit your financial situation and see how these changes have impacted your situation. As always, if you want to know what your property's value is, please let me know. Our team specializes in farm and ranch, commercial, investment, and residential properties. Thanks again for voting me your favorite realtor. Reach out to us at 979-830-3914. Equal housing opportunity.
Steel Buildings. It's what they do at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop. DDM has been manufacturing every type of steel building you can imagine for almost 30 years. Barns, barnominiums, workshops, storage buildings, homes, and office buildings. They can do it all, and they'll do it right. DDM was built on the philosophy that low prices, high quality fabrication, and great customer service are the keys to long-term relationships. Get your project started today by talking with experienced folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham and Bastrop.
Kiki Egg Farm proudly supports the Washington County Little League All-Stars. As local owners, we're honored to provide your family with a wholesome, protein-rich food option full of essential nutrients. We take pride in producing quality eggs that help support a healthy lifestyle. You can find Kiki's Farm Fresh Eggs at local grocery stores, convenience stores, and finer food markets near you. Congratulations and best of luck to the Washington County All-Stars. Go out there, play hard, and take state. We're cheering for you.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank, serving you and the community. Better banking the way it should be.
Brenham National Bank supports our Washington County Little League All-Star teams. Good luck in your tournaments, and we hope you make lasting memories along the way. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham.
Here in Schulenburg, this is Michael Groves and Stephen Drain, who just brought you the Texas East Sectional 1 11U All-Star Game between Lufkin and Washington County. Washington County falls 5-1 to Lufkin to move into the loser's bracket. So what's next for Washington County?
So next up, you're going to have to probably use a lot of kids that you probably weren't expecting to pitch. I would assume that, of course, Parsons probably is not eligible to pitch. He threw quite a few pitches tonight for them. We'll see who they have available tomorrow night when they come out, and hopefully they can do what they did to Western Hills the first time I faced them and get a victory.
And an excellent Little League game. We have to give Lufkin credit. They played exceptionally well. Washington County did have some hard hits. Parsons, as you mentioned, as the starting pitcher, pitched really well. Just one bad inning, nothing, no fault to his own. But Washington County ends up falling to Lufkin 5-1. So they will play here in Schulenburg tomorrow at 7 o'clock against Western Hills. Once again, this is Michael Groves along with Stephen Drain from Schulenburg, where Lufkin defeated Washington County 5-1. We will send it back to the studio and see you tomorrow.
BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material also keeps limestone rock and limestone base. They have access to many other types of material. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds, and dozer work. Call 979-530-5476. That's 530-5476. BVR Materials wish all the Little League All-Stars good luck this season.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park invites you to support the Washington County All-Star teams this summer by attending their tournaments. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with the Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Washington County All-Stars! Here's wishing you a great season from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors Park Project.
Conjura Tile Incorporated at 1004th North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Conjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Conjura family since 1967, and they are avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff at Conjura Tile congratulate the Washington County boys and girls for making the Little League All-Star teams and wish them luck during the tournaments this summer. Conjura Tile thanks all the coaches, parents, and Little League Association for making this experience possible for our young people. Go Washington County!
Builders By and By put the convenience in the term convenience store. When you're in a hurry and don't have time for the hassle of a large grocery store, head to Felder's Buy and Buy at 2111 South Market in Brenham. They offer grocery staples like bread and milk, snacks, fountain drinks, ice, lottery tickets, and top quality Shell gas. Need to cash a check? Take advantage of their check cashing service. And it's so fast. Park right at the door, run in, buy what you need, and say bye on your way out. That's Felder's Buy and Buy, the convenient convenience store.
This broadcast of the Washington County Little League All-Star Game was made possible by these sponsors: Domino Associates, Woodson Lumber Company, Tiki Egg Farm, Blinn College, Hody Real Estate, Bluebell Creamery, Moment Insurance, BVR Materials, Mr. Windshield, Citizens State Bank, Washington Animal Clinic, Collier Construction, Conjura Tile, Felder's By and By, Coach's Insurance, K&H Portable Toilets, Burton Friends and Neighbors, J&J Packing, La Morelos Meat Market, Texas Farm Credit, Plan North Architecture, H-E-B in Brenham, Bilski Water Well Service, Brenham National Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, Eric Benitez with Cedar Fram, Whataburger in Brenham, Tillman General Contractor, Branded Graphics, Bank of Brenham, Seidel Schrader, Double D Glass Services, Almond Dentistry, Guadalajara Restaurant, and Thrive and Financial Group. Again, the final score was Washington County losing to Lufkin 5-1. This is Grayson on KWHI AM 1280 and FM 101.7, plus the alternate stream we have going on. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.